It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guests today are Myron Van Bruggen and also Ginger Flemmer. Ginger has come up with a great idea, and that is to have a car cruise during the COVID-19 pandemic to really lift the spirits of just about everybody out there. We're going to do it this Friday night at 6:30 p.m. on Central Avenue in downtown Valley City. Myron Van Bruggen is with the Bridge City Cruisers Car Club in town, and he's going to tell us a little bit about some of the logistics and if people are interested in participating this Friday, how they can go about that. Myron, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve. It's just my pleasure here. First of all, on behalf of the Bridge City Cruisers, I would just really like to extend a big thank you to giving this event some extra exposure and publicity during this time to help make it more of a success, actually. And then I really want to thank Ginger for coming up with this great idea. I just think that it was a tremendous idea that she's brought forth, and I want to surely give her credit for that. And like I said, I'm personally excited, Steve, about this. Something positive during this time. And brings back a huge amount of memories, cruising Central Avenue on a Friday night in Valley City, North Dakota, during the 70s and 80s when I grew up, and really cool. And I think it's just a really fun, positive thing, Steve.
Now, for people, Myron, who are interested in being part of the cruise, they contact you. How do they go about it?
Feel free to contact me for any of the details, Steve. On my cell number, 720-2154, area code 701. The other thing that, Steve, I just want to, mention that there's some really cool things that are coming about this just from some conversations. First of all, back to on the personal level, I mean, my wife and I are going to bring out our high school car and get that old gal fired up to get on the cruise. And, that's going to be really kind of a special night for just us out there. And my parents are back from Arizona early, and my dad actually is going to be firing up his KW, his Kenworth pickup for this event and getting out there and having some fun. So, if you're a truck driver out there or have some interest in that type of thing, might see something that you haven't seen in a while there too. And like you said, on behalf of the Bridge City Cruisers, we're going to try to keep this simple in reference to how to participate. And in reference to that, like you said, the event will start, around 6:30. And if you want to just join in on one of the side streets on the Central Avenue and join in on the route, speaking of the route, Steve, I guess I should mention that the vision there would be as you're heading north up Central Avenue, go all the way up to the north end of Central Avenue. And the goal is to try to create some exposure to the nursing home residents as well. So what we would like to do is continue the cruise up north past the nursing homes, take a left by the Skyline Villa complex and go a block west, and then head back south on the street on the other side of the nursing home so the residents that are along the windows can enjoy the cars. And then just circle back by the Dairy Queen and get back on Central that way. So that will be the north end turnaround. And then the south end turnaround will be getting down to the end by the College Walk Bridge. We'll take a right at 3rd Street there by the old auditorium. Head west there and wrap around the auditorium and the old armory there. Just cycle around and then head back onto Central Avenue after you kind of make that block circle there. So that will be kind of the route. I had no idea how many cars are going to show up for this, but thing that, we have discussed with Terry Gortmaker, our club president, really encourage all types of vehicles, Steve, on this, thinking of from the classic cars to, motorcycles to licensed ATVs to maybe even some tractors or something, new and old vehicles. So, I mean, it's just a good, safe way we feel as cruisers to get out there and have something positive going on and yet, keep our social distancing from each other and that sort of thing. So, Maybe we'll even have some of the car dealerships or something bringing out some new vehicles cruising, or some of the business vehicles out there, and some of those things as well. By the way, what a great way to expose the beautiful lighting on Central Avenue and all the city upgrades that have been done just recently, and kind of exposing these new street lights with the classic cars, kind of the first experience for that. So I'm also excited about that as well.
Thank you, Myron Van Bruggen, for that, and we look forward to it. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Now let's go to visit with Ginger Flemmer, who came up with the idea. This is a great idea. We want to know how you came up with it, and there's a lot of excitement behind this, Ginger.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook, small town kind of near where I grew up, that they were doing these cruise nights. I don't know if they did one or two of them or whatever, but it looked like people were having so much fun, and I just thought, you know, Valley City would be a great town to get everybody out. We're all going a little stir-crazy. Great thing for families, the young and the old, just to get out and have some fun.
It was mentioned earlier with Myron that, you know, they want to kind of go by the Cheyenne Care Center and circle around. And, you know, it's like we have to practice this physical distancing or social distancing, but this is a great way for us to socialize, isn't it, Ginger?
Yes. I mean, we're all, like I said before, we're all going a little stir crazy. It'd be fun to get out and see some of our friends, wave as you go by. Hopefully we're be in contact with the car clubs. Maybe we'll extend this in the future and maybe go to Jamestown and just kind of do some other fun things.
I have heard that Jamestown may be interested in this, and if they do, that'd be great. And maybe, like you said, possibility, it's still in the works, of having both car clubs join in for a future event.
Yeah, we could take advantage of some of the restaurants over in Jamestown. People could pick up some pizza or whatever.
And do the same thing here in Valley City. As, like you said, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, everything is drive-up. The restaurants are open, and take advantage of Valley City and Jamestown restaurants and all over the region. Great idea. Anything else to add about the event that you'd like to talk about?
Somebody commented about drones. If anybody has a drone, bring that out and, you know, take a video or some pictures would be kind of neat.
Excellent ideas. Well, Ginger, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to this fun event that you got the ball rolling on. Congratulations again.
Thanks. Hopefully everybody comes out and does some cruising with us.
You bet. There's Ginger Flemmer and Myron Van Bruggen, our guests here on our Voice of the Valley.